At about 2:30, boys, this afternoon, apparently Hawthorn's going to be issuing a statement regarding Alistair Clarkson's incident after the game in Adelaide last night. You guys will be joined, apparently, or we're hoping to be the case, joined by somebody from Hawthorn at halftime of your game. So Stuart Fox will be speaking at about 2:30 this afternoon. Hopefully.
So what's he done?
Well, we haven't seen the vision. In fact, just before we get to that, Stewie Fox has just spoken now, the CEO of the Hawthorn Footy Club, on Fox Sports News a few moments ago. This is what the CEO had to say.
Well, actually, yeah, witnessed the incident. So, look, very unfortunate. We Clarko was walking home with Chris Fagan, our GM of football, and were confronted with a group of intoxicated guys, and a scuffle unfolded from there. So, look, it was very unfortunate, and the issue really was around trying to get Clarko back to the hotel safely, and unfortunately these guys continue to hassle. Clarko politely declined photographs because of their state, and the guys continued to push and shove.
What was the conversation that you had with Alistair in regards to this, obviously being there yourself?
No, I was watching it, so it happened across the course of about 1 minute. These guys hung around the hotel later and caused other issues for other clients of the hotel. And as I said, look, they were heavily intoxicated, and I think Clarko was harassed to a point and provoked. And really, he was just trying to get himself to bed, and he knew he was in a difficult situation, and it was very unfortunate.
So that's Stuart Fox on Fox Sports News moments ago.
Now, we can see, you can already tell what's going to unfold here. There'll be people saying, look, you know, Clarko's got to be sanctioned. He's got form in this arena. Now, I just want to make it clear, I'm not condoning his reaction, but I would like to say, because I think there's a danger that if things like this seem to become more common, people will take more license. And that is that just because you're a public figure, it doesn't give someone a free license to get in your face and be a total knob and at the same time act with impunity, because all the expectation will be that that public figure doesn't react. Now, yes, Clarkson shouldn't have reacted in a demonstrative physical manner.
But what did he do?
Well,
apparently there's a left hook. Apparently he pushed the story that's been told, and I've seen maybe 5 seconds of the vision, which is about all that I think is publicly available at the moment. I'm hoping, I believe a media organisation may have paid for the vision exclusively. Now, I'm not 100% certain about that, so I stand to be corrected on that. But apparently he's told the bloke to bugger off, get out of my face, mate. You know, not the right time, not the right place. It's a complete setup, Rob. There's somebody walking with a camera on a phone recording this bloke who's over Clarkson's shoulder. What do you think of the loss? Great win, Clarko. Like all this sort of stuff, just baiting, goading.
But it was more than that. He then basically screamed in his face.
Yeah, that's
seen the vision myself.
He's hanging over the shoulder of Alistair Clarkson.
Aside from the whys and wherefores of the actual incident, I just think it's important for people to grow up and realise that just because you're in the public eye, you're not a punching bag for someone.
Well, guys, it's this sort of stuff sickens me, to be honest. It absolutely sickens me that in some way, if you're right, Andy, okay, it's an assumption at the moment that these people have been paid for this, but the fact that they are going to actually get something from their actions, if that has happened, just makes me absolutely crook. I mean, when it gets to the stage where a public figure is actually unable to protect themselves in the face of drunk lunatics out in the street when they've done absolutely nothing wrong, it just makes me crook, because Alistair Clarkson, he's going to be the one, and the Hawthorn Footy Club will be the ones that cop all the flack, you know, people calling for him to be sanctioned, as you said, Rowan, and it drives me insane. I absolutely hate it. You know, there's plenty of these appendage heads out there, no doubt about it, and when you're in the public eye, you're asked to walk away and walk away, but there comes a point where, you know, you just can't stop yourself.
And that's
you've got to bloody protect yourself.
It's a lot easier to be saying take the high moral ground when it's not you with some idiot slobbering in your face.
Yeah, but the other thing is they're baiting him and goading him, hammered, and filming it. So what sort of reaction are they after, the one they got?
Of course, that's exactly what they're after. The full vision, one of our producers in here has now just called it up. So it's on the screen now. There's 11 seconds of vision. Once it starts rolling, I'll try and give you a blow-by-blow account. Rowan, you come around and have a look at it as well for the first time. So We're just getting the scrolling.
Brits, you've been a
coach. There's a bloke hanging over his shoulder here. There's somebody filming it, Tomo. He's leaning over Clarkson's right hand. And Clarkson's given him he's got some paper in his left hand, and he's given him what appears to be... It's a jab. It's a sort of left sort of push slash kind of jab to just separate himself from the guy. Now, it's a complete and utter setup, Tomo. It's a cook-up.
Yeah, move on.
They have done this to get a reaction. And there's a Nine News banner flying across the top of this, one of those watermarks that goes across. Now, Rob, you work in a TV newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
I know the temptation would be, of course, we've got to get this vision. And, of course, you probably have to get the vision. But... these folks have done this, A, to get the reaction and then make some money out of it. Tomo, you talk about the sickening nature of it. It would be a very strong media that says, nah, we're not paying a cent for this. Now, of course, that's not going to happen.
Well,
don't pay a cent for it.
You say that, but at some point in time, someone in the bloody media has to actually show some testicles.
Dignity.
And not pay for this
I agree with you.
That's not going to happen, boys.
Why not, Brits?
Because it's just not going to happen. It sells. We're talking about it here, right now.
And really, regardless of whether they buy it or don't, they're going to show it. So, I don't blame the... it's Nine, isn't it?
Nine's got the watermark on this.
So doing that. But really...
But don't pay them, Rob. I mean, there has to be a line drawn somewhere.
You're going to reward
these idiots. That gets back to my initial point. If you reward people for being knobs, where does that sort of place the bar then? People are just going to feel, I'll provoke so-and-so, film it, make some money out of it.
Unfortunately, the gate on that one's well and truly bolted. Yeah. It's no secret. The commercial networks do pay for stuff. But I'm more concerned about the handling of apportioning blame and calling for people to be sanctioned or Clarko's got to handle himself better than that. Well, put yourself in the same position. What would you do? They're poking the bear after he's incredibly disappointed and angry at the way his team's played, and it's a stressful situation. The coasters are placed under, as we know, and then you're confronted by a bunch of drunk morons trying to bait you into having a swing, and eventually he does.
So here's how it'll play out, boys. You got the televisual element right now. Then there'll be the newspaper commentary. Now, we're all sticking up for him, but you can bet your life in the course of the next couple of days...
Of course.
...someone will take the anti-view, saying, there's the boys' club of the AFL looking after their own. People have got to be better than this. So,
yeah.
Mind you,
we don't know all the circumstances.
No, but you...
We're making
we sort of already know how this will unfold in a media sense. And at times like these, I really get embarrassed by my own industry.
Boys, this is the match preview for Cromage and Rome. We're going to get to your editorial on the other side of the break. But Ahmed in Melbourne has spoken to our producers off air, and he's convinced them that he was there. He's claimed to us that he saw the whole incident, and he's convinced our producers that, in fact, that is the case. Ahmed, good afternoon, mate. What did you see?
In defence of Clarko, I was actually right in front there where it all happened. As that there you described it, that's exactly what happened. There's about five hooligans that were intoxicated, well off their head, harassing Clarko to the extent where, mate, any human being would have turned around and probably would have done the same thing, if not worse. If that happened to me, I'll tell you what, it would probably have been a lot worse than what they would have got away with, you know what I mean? In defence of Clarko, he was actually quite reserved till the last second, you know what I mean? I don't blame him in that aspect.
So, Ahmed, how long did you actually see the sort of baiting going on for? How long did it take?
I seen the whole incident. Absolutely the whole thing. I was sitting there right in front of the playpen inside, and I seen it happen, how it unfolded, second by second. But in defence of Clarko, he did it in my aspect, in my eye, and everyone there, mate, he did absolutely nothing wrong.
Righto. Thanks for your call, mate. Travis is in Romsey. We won't take too many calls on this, but a couple have already jumped on the line, so we'll take them. Hi, Trav.
How you going, mate? Yeah, look, I'm a footy lover. I don't barrack for Hawthorne, but there's only so much you can take when you're a public figure. People come up, they're trying to call over, and like, sure, you're going to lash out because you're going to have to, because these idiots keep coming up and making a nuisance of themselves. The one thing that didn't happen, Clarko probably should have given more to them to stop them doing it again. That's all that happened.
Tomo, you and Brits, you're the two that have been the real at the high-profile end of the caper. Rowan is a megastar, we know that, but you two are at the very, very pointy end of the profile scale when it comes to footy. Did you, were there either of you two subjected to, you know, this sort of stuff at any stage of your playing and coaching careers?
Yeah, definitely. I certainly enjoyed going down to the local hotel and having a beer after the game. It was very, very common. And to be honest, I mean, there were times where I did a good job of not getting involved, and there were times, to be honest, where we got in all in brawls. And luckily, I played in a time where, yes, the media was starting to pick up on it, but I tell you, there was a fair few that they never picked up on that we were involved in, and that, you know, we sometimes were able to walk away and do the right thing, and then other times she was on for young and old, and that is the legitimate truth. I mean, and that's fair, you know, fair enough. Sometimes you can walk away. There are times when you need to walk away and get away from that situation. You know what? And there's other times where you just got to bloody stand your ground, because there's nowhere to go. You're not going to win. These people will keep following you, and you know, whether it's attacking, you know, whether it's a personal friend of yours or the people you're with and that sort of situation. I just, sometimes you don't have a choice. I haven't seen the Alistair Clarkson one, but these things that you see them all the time. I hate it. They make me cruel.
Okay, I've just seen it, boys, and you know, I think most people who have a look at it, and it's out there on Twitter and Facebook and what have you, you're going to have a bit degree of sympathy for the Hawthorn coach.
So, well, we got a text now just from someone saying, are you guys for real? There's never an excuse to punch someone. End of story.
The real problem.
Well, hang on. I'll take issue with that. Yes, there is. There are times when a guy's right in your face, deliberately trying to provoke you.
When you've asked him on several occasions to go away. Brits, you're about to say something.
Yeah, well, the real problem is how did these blokes get so close to Clarkson? How did they get in his face? Like, I agree. I've been verbally abused many times on the way down to the race at Carlton, but no one's actually got in my personal space able to do with Clarkson. And, like, what I say is we've got to make sure, because he's on his way out of the ground at this stage, wasn't he?
He's walking back to the hotel, I'm led to believe.
Well, I mean, he has to have someone that can intervene and stop anyone like that from getting into his personal space. And if these guys are on camera, then the Port Adelaide Footy Club should be taking action. They should be finding out if these blokes are members, and they should be sending their money back and telling them, we don't want you type of people supporting us.
So, another one.
Stop reading the SMS machine.
Well, it's giving me the, you know what, someone says, so a coward punch is okay. Now, have a look at the footage, mate, before you text in. It's not a coward punch.
It's this not really guy's, a punch, is it? Sort of a push.
Well, the guy's provoked him to the absolute nth degree.
I'm with you, Rob. I reckon I heard that it was a left. When I first heard the story being told before seeing the vision, I was told that it was a left hook. Now,
it's sort of a shove, get out of my way.
I think so too. Yeah, I do. Look, it's obviously going to be a huge story. It's going to be big, big, big for the next few hours. And tonight and tomorrow, of course, it will be.
And then it will disappear.
It probably will, depending.
Well, let's make it disappear now and talk about the footy.
Let's do that.